Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 3 p.m. I'm really excited about my next guest. St. Louis Classical Guitar. There's a concert that is happening tomorrow at the 560 Music Center. You can get tickets at stlclassicalguitar.org. Matt Gergich and Curtis Stewart. Matt is on the classical guitar. Curtis is on the violin. Both gentlemen Grammy nominated. Curtis is a professor at Juilliard School of Music. So it's a pleasure to meet you both. Welcome to St. Louis. Thanks for coming into the show.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
So I am a musician, nothing like you guys, but I'm sort of a gear nerd. So could you start out just telling me about your instruments? I'm sure they're personal to you. And
Interestingly enough, I wouldn't consider my guitar to be gear, but if I were to look at electric guitars, yeah, there would be a bunch of gear. A classical guitar, much like any other acoustic instrument, is made out of wood. There's mine has no plug-in capacity whatsoever. So whatever it projects, and then if I need to amplify it, I would need a microphone or some kind of a pickup situation.
Yeah.
Typical for this type of instrument is that it has 6 strings. The first 3 are nylon, and then the other 3 are kind of, they have some steel around them, bass strings and treble strings, of course. Otherwise, the tuning is exactly the same as a standard electric guitar. And so, in principle, one can play it pretty similarly. Oh, and then there's the other thing. We use on the right hand, we use nails and kind of all of our fingers to play, whereas on an electric guitar, you'd use a pick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you start from the very beginning with classical? That has been your passion, your instrument?
Yeah, but it's not out of passion. It's out of convenience, because in Europe, we have music schools. I was born in Slovenia, mm-hmm. And those music schools are government subsidized, and kids typically just take music lessons. And then, you know, instruments are allotted or chosen for the kids, or maybe the kids can choose. I wanted to play violin or a cello or like a piano, more standard instruments that way. But my dad picked the guitar for me for practical reasons. Namely, it was quiet enough to not bother them if I sucked.
Yeah.
Right. So
I love it.
Yeah. So what is taught is a classical music, and so that's why I had classical guitar from the get-go.
Yeah. How old were you when you and the people around you knew that you were special?
I mean,
I'm still learning that every day. Every day.
You just learned now?
Yeah, I just told him for the first time.
Thank you for thinking I'm special. I'm sure my parents think I'm special, you know. I hope in the positive way, you know.
Yeah.
If you're referring... if you're referring to music and my music making, I did not find music appealing for quite a while as I started. So I liked the craft of getting better on the instrument, like practicing, right? Because I did a lot of martial arts back then, and that was similar, right? The training and such. But there was a point in time, a few years in, then maybe like mid high school, when I kind of started to feel some kind of kinship and more emotional landscaping of music. And that's when I knew, okay, this is maybe something special I should and could pursue.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Curtis, completely different story, but kind of a synopsis of your background?
Yeah, both of my parents were musicians. My mom was from Poland, but her mom was an opera singer. And so I was always kind of hearing their music making in the house. My dad is a jazz musician, and he played with people like Dizzy Gillespie and Sonny Rollins and all many of the greats. So I just kind of wanted to be cool like them. I was a total nerd, and I thought they were the coolest people ever. So I just kind of wanted to be like them.
That's awesome. That's great. How about your instrument? Is it your primary instrument?
Yeah, this
others?
Is my only instrument. I have my mom's violin. I have my mom's old violin, and I have her childhood violin as well, which has somehow survived. You have to kind of like take instruments are kind of like living beings. You have to kind of take them out and play them once in a while so that they don't kind of almost like decompose in a way. So sometimes I go back and just play all my mom's instruments from time to time.
Yeah.
But this one is a 1910 Italian instrument by this maker named Scarbi, who I believe imitated a Stradivarius. But it's not a Stradivarius, but it's an imitation of that.
Yeah. So, pardon a stupid question, but I've never spoken to a true violinist on the show. So we've all grown up Stradivarius, mm-hmm. and the older the instrument, the better it is. Do you guys roll your eyes at that, or is it like, no, that's completely true?
If someone would be like, you know, here's a Strad, do you want it or do you not want it? The answer is yes, I want it. You know, I mean, it will sound amazing. I think there was one time. I think a violin maker was trying to be cruel, and he said, "Do you want to try one?" Not cruel, but you know, once you try it, it's pretty hard to get off of it. I actually just this past December played on a Guarneri Del Gesù's Chrysler's. It's called the Canon, and it's housed behind the glass in the Library of Congress, and only certain people can go in. But we were doing this concert at the Library of Congress, and so they let me play it. They let me play a concert with it. First of all, there was a security guard walking around with me with it.
Wow.
I couldn't walk with it. I could just pick it up and play it. If I had to go somewhere, I had to put it in the case. The security guard had to come with me and move it. And then as more people came in for the concert, there were more security guards around me. It was really wild.
That's crazy.
So it's like at one point that instrument was considered like the greatest violin on the planet. It's maybe still considered that, but it really does feel like a cannon. If my instrument, if it was like, you know, a laser beam, this thing is like a Death Star ray of sound. I mean, it's like you just play it and it just truly feels like there's so much. And it makes it so that you can just think about so many more things. Like if I'm playing that thing with an orchestra, I can think about shading the sounds, making tiny gradations as opposed to just making sure I'm heard. Yeah. So that's the difference.
That's fascinating. Thank you for that. That's fascinating. And you're going to play a piece for us today? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah.
Sure. So the piece that we're going to play, the official title is Zaidi Zaidi, which translates into, I guess, rise. And it talks about the kind of the morning sun coming out and the mist and then, you know, kind of that whole sort of morning raga situation. It's a Macedonian piece without any meter, right? So when we talk about meter, we oftentimes say, okay, this piece is in 4-4 or 3 or... If we're talking about Balkan music, which is where I'm from, and I guess partially Curtis as well from the Greek side, we talk about compound meters, you know, 5/8, 7/8, etc. This one is really kind of spread out, and it feels more like a meditation, in a sense, but it's very famous and quite beautiful.
Okay, at your convenience. Thank you. That was approved.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Privilege.
Yeah, very special. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you crying too?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
He's crying.
He's crying.
I'm not crying.
She's a girl. He's the only one not crying.
No, I don't cry.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, you guys, that was phenomenal.
That was just phenomenal.
Absolutely fantastic.
So the show is tomorrow. What time is the show? 7:30 p.m. You can get the tickets at stlclassicalguitar.org at the 560 Music Center. Matt Gergich and Curtis Stewart. Now, I'm just going to cry openly. So, thank you. I appreciate it, gentlemen. So, I sort of famously, historically can't stand Santana.
Okay.
But he's had a few hits that were great. And you just have different singers, and this is my favorite Santana song.
Yeah, I guess I'm really only familiar with the Rob Thomas.
Right.
And it's just like the ocean.
And the very noodly kind of solos.
Yeah.
And how great was that?
That was incredible. That
I
was
hope other
very,
people enjoyed
very cool.
That.
It was cool to just be so close to that kind of music being made.
Yes.
And just the talent, and but not just that, the hard work that goes into that craft and the thousands, if not like millions of hours they spend practicing to get to that level.
Beals, what'd you think?
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, so like, it's funny, you guys, that you can tell, like for me, when I'm watching that and when I watch anything like that, when it comes to a skill, I'm always trying to figure out how they do that. Right. So I'm watching the two of them going back and forth. So I'm seeing like, why, what are they doing with their hands and why? And not because I understand music, but because I'm fascinated by attention to detail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the way I watch baseball.
Well, anyone who's ever seen my band can vouch I'm a terrible guitarist. But watching him make those chords, they're crazy nonsensical chords. I mean,
see, I don't track that.
Just nutty stuff. It'd be like if someone who doesn't play guitar played guitar.
Right.
But it's so perfect.
And it makes it sound
and
right.
It makes it sound so perfect. Yeah. We have to go back and listen and see what that piece of music is, because I love that piece of music.
That was pretty great. I was also fascinated watching, because again, I think when you said that you don't see that up close, I've never seen anything like that up close.
Yeah.
I've seen people play. I mean, we see Jimmy all the time, but like not that kind of music. And certainly I've never been that close to someone playing violin.
And I'll say on the air what I said off the air, Curtis, if you were watching the stream, is the highest evolution of an Andrew. I spilled something.
You just spilled soda. I don't know what to do because...
You're fine. We'll get something
as
during the break.
As long as it's not getting in the equipment, I guess.
Nah, it's fine. It's just on the table part.
Yeah.
It's good.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
we're all like
literally
deep thoughts and all that.
My show prep is a rag.
Oh, man.
Deep thoughts and then, oop, well, there's a spill.
I got no show sheet.
Ooh, and I'm over here with my water without the lid on it.
Oh.
If I were to spill that on the board, that's no bueno.
No.
We got to be more careful around here,
folks. I'm just cleaning up.
You're doing a great job.
That's all I'm doing.
You know, Dave, I'm watching you do that the way I watch them play, and it's pretty remarkable.
Here's one.
It's one napkin. I'm just going to use this to blow up my nose.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Live radio.
Razor's Edge.
Sure. I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple days, but we just haven't had a show.
We talk about that briefly?
Yes, please.
That we spent 2 days here and did 1 hour of content.
It was exhausting, too.
It was. It's so much harder than doing a show.
Not working is harder than
just
working.
Sitting around.
Okay, so there was a mini skirt that was being sold at Target in like the baby clothes section. I guess this was happening in Australia, but it's, yeah, it's a
mouthful.
I know
all those words.
So they were saying it was like a Coachella-themed mini skirt being sold at Target for kids, but it was for like little babies. It's in sizes like 1, 2, and 3. And a mom posted on TikTok about it and said, I spotted this mini skirt. What is the world coming to? At what point does a baby need a mini skirt? And it's kind of sparked this debate of like, how should you dress your kids? Should Target even be stocking stuff like this? I kind of look at the situation and go, if you don't like it, don't buy it for your child. No one's, you know, forcing you to dress your child in a mini skirt, but it is kind of an interesting commentary on our culture too, that it's like when I was growing up, when it was time to get dressed up, it was like a red Christmas dress and like white tights and black Mary Janes. It was a very cute, like little girl look.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it does seem like we kind of dress little girls like little adults, and then it sparks discussions like this. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Like when you see stuff like, if you were to see a mini skirt in the baby section at Target, what's going through your head?
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, both of us being girl dads,
yeah,
it's a constant, like when I get pictures of Phoebe when she's going out, I'm just like,
Dave's like, no, no, no.
All I think about is payback. It's just payback.
Right.
Yeah. It's karma.
It's karma. It's 100%.
Yeah.
My daughter's gorgeous and she dresses very well, sometimes a little more provocatively than I would like. But that's the whole thing of the girl dad.
Has there ever been a dad that didn't think that?
Right. I know. Being supportive, being protective. But that's for a 20-year-old.
Right.
For a 2-year-old,
if
give
your
them
child,
some time.
Yeah, there's no circumstance where your 2-year-old is going to be wearing that. And you're like, what did you just pick out, young lady? Like, if you don't want it
for
your kids, yeah, just don't buy it
but
for your
like,
kids.
But like for the really little kids, it bothers me less than if it was like for 11-year-olds or 12-year-olds.
True.
I don't know why that is, because when you're super little, it's just,
it's like they look like shorts.
Funny, right,
yeah.
Right. It's kind of ironic. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Little babies are like monkeys. You just dress them up.
Right.
Right? You put a cowboy hat and a monkey, you're like, look at that.
You ever see the pictures of like the little dudes dressed like their dads, and they look like 50-year-old men, but they're,
exactly,
but they're two?
Hello, Dave.
Hello there. The clown was upstairs.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, he must have been so much more entertaining than us.
Oh, yeah. Now it makes sense.
There's no competing with a clown.
We missed this because we weren't on yesterday, but April, the wettest on record in St. Louis, 10.85 inches of rain. It broke the old record from 1893 when we had 10.84 inches of rain.
How did they get to the 0.4 back in 1893? I guess they must have been smarter and more scientific than I think.
Well, I'm pretty sure there were rulers around.
I know why I gotta be like that. I think you might be wrong. I believe the rulers invented in the 1970s. So
that's my guess. Some kind of tube and a ruler. That's all it takes.
So, when and why did the weekend flip? Because we were talking about some, you know, sunshine and 70s.
Earlier in the week, it looked like the weekend was going to be great. A little piece of energy got left behind from our cool front, and it's spinning up a small, what we call a cutoff low pressure system. Doesn't have anywhere to go. It's stuck over Missouri and Illinois. No push from the north, no push from the south, no push from the west, no push from the east. So it's just kind of spinning around. Doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, but it will squeeze out some moisture from time to time, especially during the afternoon hours. Most of the showers we've seen around this afternoon are gone, but another batch of showers moving in late tonight. It's not going to be much. An unsettled day on Saturday with showers and a couple of thunder showers. Nothing strong, nothing severe, and no all-day rain. But it is cool. This is a kind of what we call a cold core low-pressure system. It's got some cold temperatures with it, 61 at best for the high on Saturday, mainly in the 50s. A couple of showers here and there Saturday night, especially in the evening. Sunday, partly sunny, spot showers. I don't think we have a lot of rain on Sunday. 60 degrees. So again, mainly in the 50s. Again, nothing strong, nothing severe over the weekend. Monday looks great, of course, partly sunny, 65. But unsettled weather continues Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. with periods of showers and thunderstorms.
At least
it's just an icky pattern.
For someone like me who doesn't like the 80s and 90s, it gives me another 10 days of relative comfort.
Oh, easy. Yeah. 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 You get cloudy days and stuff. Temperature just can't respond.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Yes, I should have mentioned this before. Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Financial and Tax Strategies. And Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right. The View has snagged the first interview with Joe and Jill Biden since they left the White House. They'll be on The View next week, marking Joe Biden's 11th appearance on the show since 2007. It'll be the first interview for the Bidens since leaving the White House. The hosts plan to discuss the Biden legacy, their accomplishments, regrets, and the current political landscape.
It will be the biggest ratings they've ever had for the NASCAR reason. People will tune in to see if Joe blanks.
Crashes, right.
Yeah, if he crashes out. That's why they'll tune in.
I will be interested to see the dynamic between Joe and Jill. That's not something you see much. Like, you see them interact off mic on stage or something, like giving each other a hug or she's guiding him somewhere. There's not, in my mind, a whole lot of recent examples of them, like, doing a back and forth. And I'll be interested to see how that goes, especially since so many people believe like she was the reason he wanted to stay in and she was pushing him. Who knows if that's the actual truth, but I'm sure there will be a lot of reading into those interactions.
It's my truth.
Dave's a
it's what I choose
Jill
to believe.
Biden truther.
Yeah, I am.
Steve Doocy is going to scale back his role at Fox and Friends.
Can I just say why I dislike her so much?
Sure, please.
It's because after he completely crapped the bed, he went to an event and she said, "You did so good. You answered every question."
Yeah.
And that it just lives rent free in my mind. Mm. The president of the United States getting accolades and baby claps because he knew the answer to, and he gave an answer to every question. Mm. I'm sorry. I had to get that out.
You're totally fine. It's
Friday.
Your show.
I'll get the poison out.
Steve Doocy is stepping back from Fox and Friends and moving to Florida. His transition comes amidst a trend of experienced anchors leaving their roles in TV news, like departures at NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. Just interesting that this all seems to be happening around the same time.
I've noticed that.
Money issue.
Oh, you think so, Dave?
Money is being scaled back. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hmm. Yeah, and I always fall for it every time. I'm like, Steve Doocy wants to move to Florida.
He wants to spend more time with his family.
He doesn't want to do it as much. I just totally accept the explanation they give.
Well, it's a tough situation to begin with. If you're, let's say you're making $100,000, and company comes to you and says, "Hey, you know what? We love your work, but we're cutting everybody's salary, and now you're going to make $50,000." You have to make a decision.
It's true. The Harvard faculty is pledging 10% of their pay to support Harvard's fight against Trump. 84 senior faculty members have pledged to donate 10% of their salary. That totals an estimated $2.5 million. Pardon me. The move comes after the administration froze $2.2 billion in funding and threatened to suspend another $1 billion.
Yeah, Trump said that he's going to take away their tax status and said that this is exactly what they deserve. So,
I don't know how endowments work, but don't they have like billions of dollars?
Many.
So I maybe there are rules about what that can be used for. I have no clue. But it feels like maybe, I don't know, faculty members donating their salary is, I don't know, less than productive. Could you not find some really rich, famous alums that would donate the money rather than
probably
people who don't make? I mean, don't get me
symbolic.
Wrong. Like, Ivy League faculty make more than just typical, quote unquote, faculty, but still weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right, Dave. Maybe it's just their gesture to say we're with you.
Yeah.
The United States has nearly 900 measles cases, and 10 states have active outbreaks. I hate it here. This sucks. This is the worst. Why is this happening?
We live
I don't hate it in America.
In new dark ages.
I'm making a joke.
But you hate that element.
I hate that element,
for
sure.
I hate that people are intentionally going back to the dark ages.
Yeah.
People are becoming more stupid intentionally on purpose and celebrating it. I don't understand it.
Really only pulled this story because I didn't know his daughter was also named Phoebe, But Phil Gates's daughter, Phoebe, reveals the billionaire has Asperger's syndrome. Thought that was kind of interesting.
Thanks for that news flash.
Sharing that her father is socially awkward and shared humorous anecdotes about her boyfriend's meeting him in a recent podcast interview. In his book, Source Code, Gates mentioned that he would likely be diagnosed with autism if he were growing up today. I saw Wheels had this on the sheet, too.
Yeah.
McDonald's store traffic is falling unexpectedly as diners grow uneasy about the economy. The company attributed the drop to flagging consumer confidence and economic uncertainty. They slumped 3.6%, the largest decline since 2020.
Now, they're saying that. It doesn't mean it's 100% true. But it would seem to me that if the economy is hitting cheap, fast food, that's probably not great.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to download the McDonald's app. Andrew has been telling me about this for years, and for years I've been like, I'm fine, I'll just order
it. Oh, the deals are there, man.
The deals are alive and well in the McDonald's app.
But then you have to go there, right?
You can get it delivered, but then you're kind of erasing your savings.
Right, that's kind of the deal.
That's what I'm all about, erasing my savings. Erased about 20% lately.
Oh, man.
Ozempic is growing in popularity, but it's also sending people to the emergency room. This is according to a recent study led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Tens of thousands of Americans have visited the ER after taking semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Nearly 25,000 emergency room visits were linked to this ingredient from 2022 to 2023. They're saying it's gastrointestinal complications is the most common reason for hospitalization.
Hmm. Interesting.
Be careful out there, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my final story. A Brooklyn woman was arrested for driving over 100 miles per hour to get her toddler to a Thomas the Tank Engine event. Just after 8:30 a.m. on a Sunday, Connecticut State Police troopers clocked her going 102 miles per hour, stopped her, and she explained, I'm trying to get my two-year-old to this Thomas the Train event. She was driving with an adult male passenger, and her child was in the back seat of the SUV. This woman was arrested and charged with reckless driving, reckless endangerment, risk of injury to a minor, and a failure to stop on the right side of the road. Released on a $500 bond.
This is why we need dumbass jail. It's a yes. Nicer version of real jail.
I get you.
And you only stay for a few hours, couple of days, and someone's going to talk to you about what a dumbass you are.
So it's more like what do you call it? Detention.
It's like a timeout.
Like at the end of school, you got to stay for an hour, and you got to do whatever.
But would they appreciate that? A lot of times, when you don't think about things. Even when somebody tells you what you did, it's still like, well, that's not my problem.
That's when you send them to real jail.
Okay.
Yeah, I do wonder what the point in sharing the Thomas event was. Like, the cops were going to go like, oh, well, no, please go ahead.
Yeah, totally get it.
The tank was in town. By all means, go on your way.
Case, let us escort you.
Yeah. Dave, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
All right. Let's talk about furries.
All right. Ugh. So they are proposing, I need to look up the exact details, but some lawmaker is proposing the Furry Act.
Yes.
That would make it illegal for kids to use litter boxes at school instead of the toilet.
In Texas.
Yes.
The modern hub of dumbassery.
And I don't go to high school, so maybe I'm wrong. But I've never seen an example of this happening.
Not
and
one.
I feel it's like with
it
a
doesn't
phone,
exist.
Yeah,
not
like
one.
With a phone in every hand,
yes.
Some kid somewhere is going to get us the receipts
yes.
of the bathroom litter box.
Yes.
If you tell me there are 13-year-old boys playing pranks to their teachers and saying, I identify as a cat, get me a litter box, you got me. I believe that.
Yes.
Do I believe there are 5 children across America who really identify as a cat and
no.
want to pee in a litter box in the closet? No, I don't believe that.
No, and there's not as... This thing's been going on forever, and I've had people here in town, somebody who used to work here, came up to me and said, I heard this was happening in a... It might have been St. Charles County. I'm like, who told you that? I don't know. A guy told me. I'm like, okay, you tell me what school or school district. I will call them and see if it's actually happening.
Was it Tim Convey?
No, it was not. Because I didn't know Tim until we saw him at the nightclub.
Okay,
I'd never seen him before. But like, why does
Convey
this,
hates furries?
But why does this take off? Like, this is zero. It has happened zero times. Zero times. Not one school anywhere ever has said, "Yep, this happened."
If you're wondering. When people say it's straw man argument, this is the classic.
Yes.
You set up a straw man that isn't real, and you knock it down, and everyone goes, good job for knocking down that man.
Yeah, did you see there was a hearing about this, and some rational person was like asking the guy who wrote the law, like, you do know there's no examples of this, right? He's like, well, but this prevents it. And he's like, okay, but you know this has never happened. Like, it hasn't happened. But there's other stuff in here, too. Like,